Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Stay in touch with the show through Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Mark says, mowing high is fantastic.
I love this.
Did it professionally for 25 years.
Professionally.
Yeah. Lines can waver a bit, but totally with it. Now I mow high in my home. It's great. I assume it's quite the spectacle.
I love it. I did it professionally for 25 years. I guess they're not drug testing the guys who mow your lawn.
No.
They shouldn't have to.
No. Nobody should drug test.
So yesterday I had an 8:25 tee time. And right about the turn, it looked like there might be some weather coming in. Yep. So my buddy bailed after nine holes. And there was a group in front of me that I knew a couple of the guys. In fact, they attended the live show and raved about it. So I joined them.
They must have been high, Dad.
And it's about, that starts to rain a little bit. Not enough to warrant breaking out the gear. But on about the 12th hole, it was time to break out the gear. It was starting to get windy, and I got all the stuff except for the umbrella. I need to get a little umbrella to mount in my
push cart. Is it as bad as our tournament last year?
That was brutal.
About hole 16, it became as bad as that tournament. And a couple of guys were in a cart, and me and another guy were walking.
Oh, Jesus.
So I had to walk all the way back to the clubhouse. Just got totally. It was as drenched as we got at our golf tournament last year.
That's miserable.
You should have left with your first buddy. Your first buddy.
Yeah, he
left.
That would have been the right call.
Dumbass.
But fortunately, last year, I remember the golf tournament. I lent a buddy of mine who came from out of town my clubs and my rain gear. So I had two sets of clubs and two sets of rain gear that I had to dry out. But in this case, I only got one.
How did you smoke weed if you were walking in the rain?
We did not.
Oh.
That's how we did it.
I was gonna say, if you've got the cart, you can use the roof to block the rain.
Yeah. But that's why I got to get a little mount for an umbrella on my push cart.
To show you can smoke weed.
That would help, yeah. And then you got the little, they make umbrellas that cover just your clubs. The club glove.
I got to watch Todd fight every urge in his body on Saturday when we were golfing.
Drizzle stick.
There was we were near a place that had some peacocks. And standing on a tee box, and there's peacocks crowing off in the distance, and it was everything. Well, we were paired up with this other couple of dudes who didn't. It never really came up what we did. So we didn't. But
if Todd just starts doing the peacock, that would have been great. Yeah.
He wanted to. I can see it. I can see it on his face, but he stifled the peacock.
Well, I heard him, and he was talking to me.
Yeah.
And he was expecting a little clap back.
Call and response.
I never gave it to him.
No. And the guy was there. One of the other guys was on the tee box. It would have been disrespectful to his backswing to just be peacock crowing in the background.
Well, if Todd does it so well, they could have blamed it on the peacock. If the guy didn't see Todd's mouth, they'd go, oh, there's a peacock.
That bird's getting close.
It'd be funny, though, if they did see Todd just do that for no reason. Like, what did this guy's
mental? Well, one guy didn't know what it was. He said, that's a strange sounding bird.
Yeah. And we both went, peacock.
I don't know how you held off, Todd, I know you don't like to do the show out in public, but you got to lean into the peacock when you can, man.
Would you be able to golf in one of those umbrella hats, or would that get in the way of your swing?
Good question.
Those things are so stupid.
I don't think they get in the way of your swing.
They could. The backswing, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, but with the wind, I think it would be hard to keep. You know, that's hard enough to keep a hat on your head, let alone something that.
That's your big head.
Yeah, like a parachute. Yeah.
You'd start floating away like Mary Poppins.
Yeah. Well, if you screwed it on tight enough, I suppose that would happen.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
So what is cow cuddle therapy? A couple of times in college, maybe, but I think we've all done
this
that.
This is not a new thing.
No, but this lady,
in college.
She kind of did a review of the cow cuddle therapy.
Hey, it works, man. Yeah.
Apparently, there's a big thing on TikTok as well. Like people
full size cows.
Yeah. Like, there's been videos of...
Yeah, she was full size.
People, like, laying out in the field with these cows and they're...
Six nipples.
Laying down next to them and they're scratching their ears. And
is this a business? Like, does farmer charge them to go cuddle with the cow?
Picks out
the cuddliest cow?
Yep, absolutely. Cow cuddling experiences are the new crazes, with farms and animal sanctuaries offering guests the chance to get up close and personal with some of their most peaceful and loving residents.
Well, Todd's afraid of them, though, man. Are they peaceful and loving, or are they dangerous? Which one? You know?
Well, I mean, you look at these TikTok videos, and they're like basically cuddled up like big dogs out in the field, you know, just...
Where they're dangerous is when they're
three-cow night.
When there's a herd of them and something spooks the herd. That's when you get the stampede, and that's when you get your head trampled in. I've seen it.
Now, they did say that the only time they make people leave the area with these things is when they feed them, because they said when they get, you know, when they feed them, yeah, they can get a little,
they eat
a little goofy.
Yeah. Right. And they're kind of big, and they'll mow you over.
That's the same in college. You don't want to feed them either.
Does this happen in...
you have to.
Is this all UK stuff, or does this happen in our country too?
I think it happens here too, but this particular one, this lady went to do it at a place in the UK. And, you know, it's being touted online as this, you know, revolutionary therapy, you know. Right. And she was like, yeah, it's fine, but it wasn't really all that therapeutic, and which I can get.
I'm also curious, and this would have to be a farmer rancher question. Are dairy cows more docile than your beef cows?
They're getting milked all the time. That's got to help.
Walsh might know
yanking on that on the daily is going to make you bit happier. They,
might have some peace of mind knowing that they're not going to get slaughtered. Those beef cows, they know what's up for them.
Yeah, the beef cows escape. You're right.
Yeah, they've seen what happened to their buddies.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
What happens if you're doing this cow cuddle therapy and the cow rolls over?
That's what I was thinking. Right there. They're big, man.
They're huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you chew your arm off in college. I know that.
Was it therapeutic? Or, I mean, I don't think that experience
I'm just
was.
Being rude.
What?
That's not like you.
I'm just
so
being
out of character.
Rude. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I mean, in the end, this.
You were even more rude back in the day, and I doubt there was even any cuddling.
My buddy always took the cow for
was
me.
A cuddler.
Yeah, I mean, this girl.
What a guy.
Right. He was a great guy.
And this girl that went and did this.
I was happy to.
She basically says it was a fine experience.
Oh, you were one time, right? Yeah.
I don't know if it was anything helpful. And I mean, you're giving money to these animal sanctuaries, and that's a good thing. But, I mean, it's not much
more than that. As long as they're safe. I know that, like Todd mentioned, that the cows do kill. And he's right. More people are killed by cows than sharks. There's no shark cuddle therapy, you know?
Well, I think these cows that you're allowed to be around are probably... very specific cows that they have identified as the most docile
cows,
of the group.
Yeah, right.
Because at the end of this story, it does say, PSA for those who want to cuddle with cows, hey, don't just go pick a random cow in a field and try to lay down with it because you don't know what the hell is going to happen.
You want a certified cuddling cow.
Yeah, yeah, they say the cows that at this place are older, known to be friendly, used to being around people, and so they're perfect for this. You just go approaching some random cow at last call, you never know what's going to happen.
Is that a great pet? Is that like a pet name? I'll come in here and be my cuddling cow.
Right.
Try that one today. Guys, try that at home
tonight.
That'll
work.
See how that works out for you, man.
I don't think that's a good
idea. Are
these
all female cows?
Cows.
Would they be a bull?
Yeah, cows would imply that they're a female. Bull would be the male equivalent.
I'm with you, Nick. I wouldn't have known the damn difference. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. I know why you asked that.
They mentioned nothing about
a male cow.
You know, a bull with the... Think you're cuddling, the bull gets a rager.
Cuddling bulls.
It's been 3 weeks since the live show, and with all due consideration, my detailed review of the show is as follows. This is from Mark, who checked it out. I'd pay to see it again, as sooner the better. All right, thank you, Mark. Mark's our guy, though. He loves the show, right?
Yeah, he's our cool words guy.
Yeah, he's an easy sell.
Yeah, he's a very easy sell. I forgot about it. As I was reading, I'm thinking, oh, that's Mark, our bud. Okay, he's our cool words guy. Yeah. Well, there'll be plans next year somewhere. We'll probably do it again. I know Nick likes I know that the company likes the money we made for him, so it'll happen again. You know, so, man, we had a good time.
Cool words I was thinking about, Todd, I was thinking about your cow mansion. I was always driving by some barns on the way to Smithland, Iowa.
That was a cool word.
It's called a barn, Todd.
Now, somebody sent us a story
about...
What about
a big room with the roof? That's very funny.
You can bring the cows inside.
Some guy sent us a video. I didn't shit click on it because I think about an ostrich having sex. But our conversation was based on tossing the ostrich salad, right?
Inadvertently. You turn around and its butt's just right there.
Right, because it's high, right, mm-hmm. Yeah. So I wanted to tell that guy, no, I really don't care how they have sex, but I didn't check out the video. I'm guessing it's doggy like all animals, right?
Or birdie.
Probably. Maybe ostrich is missionary with the legs up in the air.
Somebody sent a video. I saw a video the other day of
two
armadillos banging. That was rough.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was like the shell was up in the air. There was no move. It was weird. Like, how's this happening, man?
That's probably loud.
It's happening.
We saw some turtles banging at the zoo once, and that was really loud. They were just clang, clang.
Armadillo style? What is armadillo style?
They were doing it doggy.
Yeah?
Yep, yep. Armadillos do it doggy.
You think they call it doggy?
Yeah.
This ostrich
thing. If they did.
Doesn't even look like they're having sex. Looks like the male... just sits on the female's back and then has to work his way backwards. It looks really awkward. This guy doesn't know what the hell he's doing.
Yeah.
It does.
I mean, this guy doesn't know as much about ostrich sex as Todd does, apparently.
Yeah, I don't know if he's even all up in there or not, but he's kind of shaking from side to side as he's mounting the female.
That's what we all do, right?
And then
shake from side to side.
And he's done.
What are you looking at now?
This has a picture of an ostrich dog. It's disgusting.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of the nastiest things I've ever seen.
What's weird about it?
It's a curvy thing.
It's like, it's wet.
And it's taking her a while to get up.
So, yeah, people just send these kind of videos to us. Yeah. Heard you guys talk about ostrich sex.
And she's up.
It goes at a 90-degree angle. Oh.
The ostrich wiener?
Yeah, it's got severe Peyronie's.
Yeah, I really wish I wouldn't have seen that.
Is that going to haunt your dreams tonight?
I'm kind of happy.
It's going to ruin breakfast today.
You should click on it. Retweet that. It's only about a minute 18. It's a brief encounter, but apparently effective.
Yeah, I wish I could find the armadillos banging, but they basically did a doggy, you know.
Well, they are kind of small dog size.
Yeah. But they have these big hard shells on the outside, so both of them. So I don't know where the hole's at. In the
nature's amazing. They find a way.
Probably the back.
They find a way. All right. Come on back. That's what they do.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.